Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined today by Shelby County Mayor Mark Luttrell and Eleanor Boudreau from WKNO FM Radio. You had fought against the tax increase that the County Commission passed, overrode your veto. That's going to be on the ballot in November, a half-cent increase that fits in a complicated way with the whole schools debate in the suburbs. Why did you veto that?
Eric, as you're well aware, I served as a member of the Transition Planning Committee, and it took us about 10 months to really come up with a plan. So we're in the second of three phases, the very beginning stages of the second phase. We don't really know exactly what the cost of unifying the schools will be. It's projected that it could be $57 million, could be more, it could be less. But the transition plan calls for many issues that really must be addressed by the school board to determine what that deficit might be. And then there are also some recommendations beyond what really are incorporated in the plan that we ask the school system to consider that might reduce the cost even more. So all that to say is that at this point, we don't know exactly what the cost of unifying the schools will be. It's been my contention that we need to let the school board make some tough decisions, go through their budget process, and then next spring hand their budget to the county commission, and then we can, at that level, the county commission and then ultimately the mayor can assess the needs of the community and needs of the school system, and if a tax is required, propose it at that time. So proposing a tax at this point is really preempting the process.
All right, Eleanor, let's put you in here.
Well, there are a lot of people on the Transition Planning Commission who seem to think that increasing taxes was worth it for schools. Mm-hmm. Where do you stand on that?
Well, I would agree with that. I think that schools must be our top priority. Educating our children must be our top priority. And if a tax increase is needed to properly fund our schools, then we should seriously consider that. I've never taken a no-tax pledge when it comes to school. I'm just saying that from a timing standpoint, we don't really know what it's going to cost. And to ask people to approve a tax without letting them know how much money we need or how that money is going to be spent is really, I think, usurping the budgetary process and is unfair to the public.
But the plan that the Transition Planning Commission handed to the school board has about a $57 million mm-hmm. budget gap. And there are some people in the Memphis City Schools staff who think it's going to be even more than that. Mm-hmm. So what's the likelihood it's really going to be less than $57 million? Because this half cent increase only addresses about $30
million. Well, I would direct you to that part of the transition plan that suggests other areas administratively that the school system can consider to reduce that 57 even more. And that's what we need for the school system to do, is to take a look at what other things can be done administratively to reduce the cost. Could very well be that we're going to need some additional money. But before we ask people to vote for tax, we need to tell them how much money we need and have really a more definitive picture of how the cost of the school system will look.
That's all the time we have. Thanks for joining us. Join us again next week.